Today on Back to Health.
Everyone wants to turn just to the pain meds because, you know, it takes, may take the pain away, but it's not doing anything to correct the condition. You're just masking symptoms. If pain lasts more than a few weeks, well, then you've got some underlying issues going on in your spine. And then you really need, this is where you really need to be coming to, because we're really thorough in what we do.
Hi, welcome to Back to Health with Dr. Thomas Ferrigno, Clinical Director of Bay Area Disc Center, with locations in Campbell and San Mateo. I'm Dave Dino. Dr. Ferrigno is a doctor of chiropractic medicine with more than 36 years of clinical experience and a rare depth of knowledge in non-surgical spine care. And let me underline, non-surgical. He develops custom therapies for patients who suffer from severe back or neck pain, as well as a bulging or herniated disc, sciatica, or a pinched nerve, using state-of-the-art technology to repair, restore, and rebuild without surgery, without endless pills or painful injections, and without missing work. These next few minutes could be the beginning of your road to recovery, real recovery, bringing you to a place of wellness and optimal mobility without painful surgery or the use of addictive pain medications. Today, we're going to talk about relieving frequent and chronic back pain without the use of surgery. Dr. Ferrigno, first of all, I got to tell you, it is a real pleasure to share this time with you. I love this get-together each and every week, and I know that today's program is going to help many of our listeners who feel like they have no choice but to live with pain.
Thank you, Dave. And I enjoy this time, too. And you're right. Today's topic is going to register with a lot of the listeners. It's the most common thing I treat.
Let's begin with an example of how you helped a patient recover from severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or those addictive pain medications.
Absolutely. This patient is actually still treating, and I'm kind of thought about this patient because how fast he got well, which is not always the case. He'd been suffering from a disc herniation that was running down his left buttock and thigh for almost 10 years due to an accident, and had tried pretty much everything, and nothing really would give him any long-lasting relief. And so, you know, we looked at his MRI, and it was a pretty large disc herniation, 13 by 14 by 5 millimeters. That's a good size disc herniation hitting on that nerve root.
Wow.
And literally within 5-6 treatments, his pain had gone from like a 6-7 out of 10 down to 1. And that's normally doesn't happen that fast, but sometimes that's how powerful spinal decompression can be for some people. And he's just finishing up the program. He's doing fantastic. So that's one of those cases where, wow, he just responded so fast, it almost shocked me a little bit.
Do you have very many patients come to you who have been told that their only hope is surgery?
Well, the majority of my patients are surgical candidates, and really most have tried everything. When a patient finally comes to me, it's like they're desperate because they don't want to have surgery, and they've done chiropractic, they've done physical therapy, they've had 2 epidural injections and a host of medication, and now they're looking at spinal decompression because they don't want to go to that next step of having surgery. So that's a real common scenario for patients who walk in my office.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health, and that is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and they are located in both Campbell and San Mateo. And today, we're talking about relief of severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. If you would like a complimentary evaluation, and let me underline that, complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. That's 650-977-3701. Or log on to their website, BayAreaBackPain.com. BayAreaBackPain.com. After you look at the website, again, make sure you call them for that complimentary evaluation of your condition. The number is 650-977-3701. If you didn't have a chance to write that down, I will give that to you later in the program. So grab a piece of paper and a pen, and you can be ready to write that down. Now, as I stated at the beginning of our time together, you've been a doctor of chiropractic for 36 years, and in past programs, you have told us how you decided to become a chiropractor because of your own need for chiropractic care. What is the difference in your practice today from when you first began? And I can imagine that the technology you now use is far more advanced and far more effective in correcting back and neck issues and relieving pain.
Yeah, it's completely different. The technology has grown so much, and which is great because it helps us really take care of patients with much more severe disc injury. But yeah, when I first started practice, as you know, I was doing mostly sports injury, sports medicine, which is chiropractic manipulation. It was exercises, maybe some ultrasound. And, I've had back pain, from high school on, but when I had my disc injury when I was 31, still this type of technology, the decompression wasn't even invented yet. But every year, something new would come out. Finally, when I turned 40, spinal decompression came out for treating disc herniation and sciatica. And so we added that. And then it was laser, deep tissue laser. And we added that. And then it's shockwave. And we added that. So we keep getting the best and best technology we can because each of these new technologies helps with a specific part of, let's say, someone's back pain. So yeah, it's a completely different scenario now compared to when I was first doing chiropractic care, 36, 7 years ago.
Let's look at each of those for just a moment as to what they do. First of all, the decompression. How does that work?
Yeah, and that's really the signature piece of equipment that we utilize in this office. So spinal decompression, which was invented by Dr. Alan Dyer and Harvard neurosurgeon Norman Shealy. So this is actually an invention that's, done by the medical community. And they wanted, I remember Dr. Shealy literally stated after he performed his first spinal surgery, he said, "This isn't the answer." And he wanted to find a non-surgical way to treat disc herniation, degenerative disc disease, sciatica. And I think he did a great job. And so with spinal decompression, you're laying on a big table, and you're laying on your back with your pillows underneath with your knees underneath the pillow. And we could actually target one specific disc in your lower back or in your neck. And we
Wow.
target that disc based on how we, by the angle that we pull on. So let's say you have an L4 disc herniation. I'm going to pull it 15 degrees, and my table's going to open up right underneath that L4-5 disc. And it's a gentle pulling and relaxing. But by being specific in our pull and keeping your muscles out of play, I could put a negative pressure inside that disc, cause a vacuum effect to suck in new fluid and nutrients to help rehydrate that disc, and we get the fluid right from your own blood supply. And we could draw in disc material. So now we could actually make a change to that disc and reduce the size of the herniation, which takes pressure off those nerves that are exiting out of your spine, down your arms, or down your legs. So it's the only non-surgical treatment that can make a physical change to the disc herniation.
You know, when you use the word pull, a person who has been in pain in their back might think, "Oh, I don't want that. That I don't want anything pulling on it. It's going to hurt even more." But this actually relieves the pain, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And the treatment is so comfortable. Most people just fall asleep on the table. It's
Wow.
so relaxing. There's never, in anything we do in our office, if you're in pain when you do it, you don't get to do it. It's that simple. And, if you go on my website, barriabackpain.com, the first picture you see is my beautiful 88-year-old mother lying on my table. I am not going to put my mother on that table if I thought I was going to hurt her. That's how safe it is.
What about deep tissue laser? When we think of laser, we think of a red beam that will melt anything. But this is a different kind of laser, isn't it?
Yeah, there's all sorts of different frequencies with lasers, and from LASIK, eye surgery to maybe even spinal surgery, they use lasers, or for soft tissue injury, which is what we do our lasers for. Our laser, and we have strong lasers. They actually produce heat. They're class four lasers, and it feels like a nice warmth to you. But what's really happening is that laser is putting out light therapy or photons, and those photons can penetrate up to 5 inches into your body. And when they go into the cell, it actually stimulates the mitochondria in the cell to produce more ATP or energy in the cell. And what that does is it makes an unhealthy cell healthier, takes away pain, reduces inflammation, speeds up tissue healing. That's why every athlete in the world gets laser on their soft tissue injuries. It speeds up tissue healing, gets them on the field or the court faster. I like it because my laser penetrates 5 inches and I can reduce inflammation at a deeper spinal level.
Inflammation is a big issue, isn't it?
Absolutely. Those nerve roots get inflamed, all those tissues get inflamed, our facet joints get inflamed. Yeah, we want to reduce that inflammation. That's part of why you have pain, is that inflammation.
And what is shockwave therapy?
So shockwave is some of the newest things out there right now. So shockwave actually puts an acoustic wave into the soft tissue, which causes little micro tears into those tissues. So your brain sends a whole new response of white blood cells, stem cells, to help heal those chronic tissues. So this is great for people with real chronic soft tissue injury, stuff that's been there for a long time, where you've got a lot of scar tissue and tightness. The shockwave works really well. Even things like rotator cuff strains, tennis elbow, it could be any soft tissue injury. So we use shockwave a lot for our chronic cases.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, located both in Campbell and in San Mateo, two locations. And today we're talking about the relief of severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, and it's complimentary just to listeners of this radio program, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. That number again is 650-977-3701. Or log on to their website, BayAreaBackPain.com. Again, that's BayAreaBackPain.com. And then call them at 650-977-3701. I have so much I want to talk with you about, and I want to talk more about some of the treatments. But first of all, a lot of people live with back pain. A lot of people have it on some level pretty much constantly every day, or it flares up frequently. And you said that people will often come to you sort of as a last resort. I would imagine that your advice would be that it would be better if they came to you at the beginning, right?
Absolutely. Everyone wants to turn just to the pain meds because, you know, it takes may take the pain away, but it's not doing anything to correct the condition. You're just masking symptoms. And now you think you feel a little better. So you go out and you do all your little sports or your activities, and you're actually making the actual condition worse. So really, especially if pain lasts more than a few weeks, you should really be coming in and being seen. If it lasts more than 6 weeks, then you really are looking at more of an underlying issue like a disc herniation or disc bulge. Remember, if you pull a muscle, you pull a hamstring, it heals in 6 to 8 weeks. No different in your back. It should. If pain's lasting more than 6 to 8 weeks, well, then you've got some underlying issues going on in your spine. And then you really need, this is where you really need to be coming to, because we're really thorough in what we do. I mean, you come in our office, we're going to do a thorough consultation and examination. No one goes on my tables unless we see an MRI. We want to see exactly where the problem's at, how bad the disc herniation may be or the degeneration may be. And then we're going to give you, you know, our recommendations of what type of treatment that you need. But, you know, we're not just working on symptoms. We're really trying to get down to the real source of what's causing your back pain and why you keep flaring it up. And we want to look at, you know, all the daily things that you do. And we want to make maybe some activity of daily living changes to make sure that you're not constantly flaring up. And then, you know, after we do treat that area and hopefully help you, then we want to strengthen that area. So it's not just about coming in and treating your pain. It's treating you as a whole person, what your condition is, going to the underlying problem, and then making lifestyle changes so these conditions don't keep bothering you the rest of your life.
We use two terms when we talk about back pain. One is bulging disc and the other is herniated disc. Can you tell us what those are? Give us an explanation.
Yeah. So let's talk about first what the anatomy is. So a disc has an inner jelly material called your nucleus pulposus and an outer tougher fibrous material called your annulus fibrosus. And that kind of keeps that jelly material, you know, in there. And a disc bulge is just really when the jelly material pushes that annulus back outward a bit, but doesn't break through per se. And usually it's more broad-based. It takes up usually 50% of the disc. And that disc material just kind of sitting a little bit outside of the vertebral ridge. So it's not as severe usually, although it can still cause a lot of pain. could cause a lot of pain. It may compress the nerve, it may not compress the nerve. But a herniation actually kind of breaks through that annulus fibrosis, and that usually sticks out farther, usually compresses on the nerves, and can be a lot more painful. And that's the one that usually causes the nerve compression where the pain starts to run down your leg, the radiculopathy or sciatica, that people know that term a lot. So yeah, a herniation is a little bit more severe than a bulge, but both could be very painful.
So far, we have talked about spinal decompression and some of the other treatments. You like to say that Bay Area Disc Center is a place for a second chance and choice based on research, science, and technology, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we just I discussed a little bit of that a bit ago, just saying how, well, one, we already just stated that people wait too long and they try so many things and it doesn't work because they're not really working on the actual problem. They're just working on symptoms. And that's why we, take that comprehensive whole body approach in my practice, where we really want to isolate the underlying true cause of what their pain is, and then just not just treat the pain, but treat them as a whole person and treat that condition to a point where we could get that under control and stop that thing from constantly, ruining their life. I mean, disc herniation can ruin people's lives. It takes your life away. It's the most debilitating condition, I think, out there, where you all of a sudden you can't walk, you can't bend, you can't lift, you can't do your sports. Takes people out of their work. And so these are serious, serious conditions. And if not treated properly, this isn't something that just doesn't go away on its own.
You always begin, don't you, with a thorough examination of the patient, not just looking at the one area of complaint, right?
No, yeah, we do a thorough consultation, thorough examination, review of their MRI. We want to find out exactly what's wrong, and not just what's wrong, but what are they doing in their lifestyle that's causing this problem, right? If you come in with a headache because someone's hitting you over with the hammer, well, we don't just treat the headache pain, we want to take the hammer away, right? There's no difference. If you keep doing things that are incorrect in your lifestyle, well, you're going to keep causing back issues. Right? Maybe it's how you bend or how you work or how you sit, your posture. There's all sorts of reasons why people irritate their backs. So we have to kind of diagnose that, within each patient's lifestyle and make sure we're finding out not just what's wrong, but what's causing it.
You've given us a great definition of a bulging disc and a herniated disc. Some people call that a ruptured disc. What can you do for them?
Well, we've developed a program called Disc Restoration Therapy. Remember, my name of my business is Bay Area Disc Centers. That's because that's all we treat. We are specialized in treating disc disease, and that's disc herniation or ruptured disc, sciatica, disc degeneration. And so we developed a program called Disc Restoration Therapy. I think it's the best non-surgical way to treat these conditions. And it includes several things from spinal decompression and just like a lot of the therapies we discussed of deep tissue laser, shockwave therapy, and then also maybe some chiropractic treatment, which is just mobilization of those joints so you move and function better. And of course, strengthening that core musculature to help protect that area. And as you know, Dave, I have 16 years of owning sports injury centers, so I know exercise like the back of my hand, and I really know how to teach patients how to strengthen that core, not just strengthen it, but strengthen it safely. Because a lot of times people hurt themselves trying to do the exercises.
Strengthening the muscles, that really is very key, isn't it, to lasting good effects, isn't it?
Absolutely. Your posture and keeping core strength and proper flexibility make a big difference. But the problem sometimes is when you first herniate a disc and you're flared up, well, the exercises is not the first thing you should be doing. So a lot of people will go to physical therapy, and physical therapy is great. But if you go right away and you have a disc herniation and you try and do all these exercises, it actually irritates the disc or the nerve root, and patients actually get worse. Our goal is to heal the disc first, then strengthen around a more healed disc where you can move and function better. I get people come in my office, they can't sit or they can't stand. I've had people laying in the fetal position in my consultation room because they're in so much pain. How can I start them right on exercises? They can't even barely sit or stand, let alone do an exercise. But once we get them out of that pain and moving and functioning better, then yes, then we want to strengthen that area.
Okay, we've talked about spinal decompression. You actually refer to it often as advanced spinal decompression. Is it different, let's say, than what might be available in some other chiropractic offices?
Oh, there's a big difference. And I don't just say advanced. We really call it true spinal decompression
Oh.
because there's a lot of doctors out there. They don't want to spend the real money on the technology. I mean, these are not cheap tables. These are $100,000 pieces of equipment. And a lot of doctors don't want to spend that money, but they still want to be able to treat disc cases. So they may buy a cheap traction table and call it decompression, but it's not really decompression. Traction and decompression are different. Decompression is an event, and the event is to put a negative pressure in the disc to cause a vacuum effect. And you got to be specific in your pull, and you have to be able to keep the muscles out of play. And the tables that we have, there's research studies, the Martin study, where they put cannulae with a pressure meter into the disc that showed how much negative pressure these tables put in that disc. And we could get as much as 180 millimeters of negative pressure into that disc to cause that vacuum effect, where regular traction tables cannot do that. There's a lot of guarding, and it's not specific enough. So you kind of get what you pay for, actually, when you're looking at decompression.
Okay, you have described how advanced spinal decompression works to relieve pressure and pain. Let's talk again about some of the other treatments you use for bulging and herniated discs. You treat back pain in a way that is quite advanced, I think, past the usual manipulation than chiropractic has really been known for, isn't it?
Well, yes, it's significantly more advanced. And don't get me wrong, chiropractic care is still important. You still want to keep your spine aligned and moving and functioning. And it's great if you just maybe have a misalignment or you strained your back. The chiropractic's great. But once you start getting disc herniation, stenosis, degeneration, you need more. And that's where spinal decompression and the laser and shockwave, and we have some sophisticated muscle stimulation machines, way more than a TENS unit. These things all do specific things to really help you heal from these severe disc injuries. And so, yeah, it's so much more advanced than just, say, going to Joe's Chiropractic Clinic.
A person, as they listen today, may be wondering, is that for me? Could I get relief of the chronic pain that keeps me from enjoying many of my usual activities? Could I get that help from Bay Area Disc Center? You actually have a quick quiz on your website that can help answer that question, don't you?
Yeah, we love that quiz. At least I love it when the patients actually fill that out and send it in because it does give me some advance notice of what I'm going to be seeing when they do come in. And it tells us really the severity of what they're dealing with. Do they have pain running down their leg? Have they had surgery? Have they had an epidural already? Do they have an MRI already? So these are things that gives me a little bit more insight before the patient even is coming into my office. And you ask, is this right for me? If you have pain that's lasting more than 6 to 8 weeks, and you got pain running down your leg, this is really the first place you should be coming to before, going to something more risky like an epidural injection or surgery. Always go up the conservative ladder. I always tell people if I can't help you, surgery's sitting there waiting for you, but don't go just jump into surgery. This morning I had a patient who had surgery and it helped a bit, but now he's got some more significant issues since the surgery, and he's looking at a second surgery. I go, don't go just jump into a second surgery. There's too much risk, infection, scar tissue formation, bleeding. There's a ton of risk. There's no risk. The only thing I tell people that you have risk with me is time and money. You may lose a little time, you may lose a little bit of money if I don't work. But out of 10 people who come in my office, Dave, I think we change the lives of eight. Two may not get the desired results, but eight, I think we're changing people's lives.
Folks, that is going to bring us to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health, featuring Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and they're located in both Campbell and San Mateo. If you have severe pain in your back or neck, if you're suffering from sciatica, if you're unable to walk, if you have a ruptured or bulging disc, if you have spinal stenosis or a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for that free initial consultation at 650-977-3701. Again, 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. Again, that's BayAreaBackPain.com. We really hope that today's program has given you hope that you can regain your health and your mobility. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dave. I always like this time together, and hopefully the listeners have learned a little bit today about this disease and the way to treat it non-invasively.
I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.